KLW, this is Sights and Sounds, PIC's, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is storyteller and author, Mr. Ben Tucker. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Janae.
Ben's memoir is a good run. In it, he takes readers from Louisiana to San Francisco to San Jose State, where he was an All-American track star. But that's just scratching the surface. Ben has such an interesting life and has so many incredible stories. And you can purchase his memoir, A Good Run, on Amazon and at Books Inc. in Alameda. But right now, we're going to hear Ben's suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay Area. Is the Nimitz Trail in Berkeley. It was built in the 1950s as a way to access a missile installation. The 8-mile trail is mostly flat with a grassy open space. And as you walk along the path, you'll see the San Pablo Reservoir and glimpses of the San Francisco Bay. Mr. Tucker, I know you love walking and hiking. So tell us about this trail.
Well, Janine, this trail is very special. It's right behind the Berkeley campus, and it is just a stone's throw from the urban setting, and you are in the absolute wilderness. And you can hike either medium trails or very simple trails. And there's even a little farm, a little petting farm. So you can go up as high as Vollmer Peak. You can see something called Inspirational Point, and the name describes everything. It is truly inspirational. You can see forever more.
That's the Nimitz Trail in Berkeley. Tucker, your next pick is the Rosie the Riveter World War II Homefront National Historical Park. The Richmond Park honors and celebrates people who supported the American home front during World War II. It pays tribute to African-American laborers, Native American code talkers, and the Rosie the Riveters, who were those women who took jobs that were traditionally held by men during the war. And also during World War II, Richmond shipyards produced many vessels that were used in the war. I know my grandfather worked in those shipyards years later. Ben, you are a storyteller, and I know there's probably many stories that you know about this park, but tell us more about this park and why did you choose it?
Well, this park is very special because it's all part of the Great Migration, what brought a lot of African Americans out to the West Coast on what was called the Kaiser Trains. The Kaiser Trains were trains that were sent to the South to recruit the black workers, men and women, to come out and work in the Kaiser Shipyard in Richmond. And one of the stories that is embedded there is the segregation, even during the war efforts, of the black men and women. And they received less pay, and they had an auxiliary union, which railroaded them into the lesser jobs.
That's the Rosie the Riveter World War II Homefront National Historical Park. And again, you can check out that park in Richmond. And Ben, your final pick is Nido's Backyard in Oakland. The term Nido is Spanish for nest. This Mexican restaurant's motto is mi backyard es su backyard, which translates to my backyard is your backyard. And that's because Nido's aims to be a space where people eat and be with community. Their menu includes dishes such as tacos and fried fish. Oh, I love fried fish. Quesadilla as well. Now, Ben, tell me what you like ordering from this place, because I know you like food, so if you suggest something, I'm paying attention.
Okay, El Nido's Backyard, it's a wonderful place. It makes you feel like you've been transported to a tropical garden or sitting in someone's backyard. The food is regional. They have food from all over. I really love their chicken soup, which is good. And they have some great quesadillas, guacamole. Anything you order is going to be great on the menu.
All right. That sounds like a really great day and really great meals, too. That's Nido's Backyard in Oakland. Thank you. I've been speaking with storyteller and author Ben Tucker. You can buy his memoir, A Good Run, on Amazon and at Books, Inc. in Alameda. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org. And for more arts coverage, listen to my program, The Sights and Sound Show with Janae Darden. And you can catch that every Wednesday, 4 p.m. on KALW. And make sure to subscribe to all of our Sights and Sound shows, which are available on the KALW app and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds Picks was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by James Rowlands. I'm Janae Darden.